Morning, I'd like to call the order of the Kendall County Board adjourned September meeting of this day, April 19, 2016, at 9:25 a.m. Please call the roll.
Ms. Kulick, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Colkel?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Now I'd like a motion for approval of the previous month's minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now, with approval of the agenda, I would like to change the agenda to move the executive session down to item 19, which will be after public comment and questions from the press.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so. Is there any special recognition?
Thank you very much, sir.
Excuse me. Correspondence and communication from the county clerk.
I don't have anything.
Citizens to be heard. Wonderful. Old business. Mr. Colkel, would you read this since it's workforce investment?
Approve a lease agreement between County of Kendall and Kane County Office of Community Reinvestment Workforce Development Division, formerly known as Kane County Department of Education and Employment, for a one-year term commencing on January 1, 2016, in the amount not to exceed $9,600 per year, $800 per month.
Could I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
I want to make sure it's the same as the last.
Jeff, you actually approved it as the Kane County Department of Education and Employment. They changed their name. So it's the exact same lease. They're not going to sign the first one, and they just wanted it with their correct new name that they have with the Community Reinvestment Workforce Development Division. It's now their new name.
Which is good, actually, for those of us in real London. Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
New business. Being none. Elected officials report and other department reports. Would we hear from the sheriff? Could you? Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'd like to introduce Rick Law from Law, Elder Law. He's a resident here in the county. He's recently been appointed by the governor as the Kendall County Public Guardian and Public Administrator. Rick, if you'd like to say a few words.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You may not know what a public guardian and public administrator is. Several years ago, I'm a private attorney. And several years ago, my daughter, who is my law partner, was appointed to be the Kane County Public Guardian and Public Administrator. Now, my daughter is a normal-sized blonde woman, and she's graduated from law school, so I never expected to ever see my daughter in a hazmat suit going into a home of a hoarder after an unattended death, which is not a pleasant experience. And I must say that I'm extremely proud of my daughter in Kane County. She's really reformed the Office of Public Guardian and Public Administrator. A public guardian is the guardian of last resort, which really sounds like a bad place to be, to have the guardian of last resort making decisions for your life. Because what that means is you have no honest and reliable family members to make decisions for you. In fact, unfortunately, many times the family members are the poachers and abusers of the senior citizens most often that are being protected. So the public guardian is the guardian of last resort, almost always chosen by a judge, but someone else brings a petition saying this man or woman no longer has capacity, somebody needs to care for them. Now, Kendall County has not had much need for a public guardian, and actually we can say, thank goodness. But the role of public guardian is to be that person who is available to be appointed in that particular area. The public administrator is when someone has already died and they have some assets. In fact, several years ago, actually one of my friends, Les Sandor, died and had no one in this country. He was from Hungary. And so the role of the public guardian and public administrator is to fill in that role. In that regard, we will many times be working alongside of other members of this administration, with Eric and with the police department. My law firm, Law Elder Law, was started actually 11 years ago, and our tagline is serving seniors and those who love them. And so I'm going to make a little transition in that Sheriff Dwight Baird has appointed Officer Dial to be a senior-focused officer of the force. And that is something that my daughter and I have very keen awareness of, working with Sherry Ashenbrenner of the Elgin Police Department, Kevin Williams of the Kane County Police Department. And so we came and met with the Sheriff's Department. And because this is something new, we it's very obvious to us that this is something that we wanted to get behind and support. So one of the key things that with your approval and with you all understanding how we're supposed to go about this, we would like to make a $2,000 contribution to training-related costs for Officer Dial in his role as this senior-focused officer. So I'm not sure how that works here. I have a check. I don't know whether Eric's going to tell me to fill it out to the board or the Sheriff's Department, but that's something that we would like to do this morning.
No, Mr. Shaw, we'll go directly to you.
I'm the oldest one here.
Sorry.
Don't you, that Dwight is 68 years old.
Yeah. When Mr. Laud came forward to the sheriff's office and wanted to, you know, contribute this money for training, this is a new program that we started. It was done with existing resources. We didn't add any additional personnel to create this position, but we really feel it's important to protect our seniors. So with this contribution, we're going to spend it. Actually, Wayne would want to be here today, but he's actually at training this week. So this $2,000 is very beneficial to the sheriff's office, and I really want to thank Rick Law. And again, he his business, but he's also a resident of the county. So I just want to publicly thank him. So, and thank you guys. It will be a talk with Eric. It will be made out to the Kendall County Sheriff's Office. We will deposit it, and we will take it out of our training line item. So if we're $2,000 over in the budget, you would know why. So anyway, thank you very much. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have to create an ordinance and bring us back for a vote to the board to create this position?
The position itself?
Yeah.
No, that's within the authority of the sheriff's office. That's just a reassignment of his unit. So, sorry.
No problem.
Sorry.
Does the appointment of this gentleman still come through the courts? Is the court appointed, or is this a fast track to be able to get the help to these people without having to go through the court system? Can you explain how your position will be triggered and be able to help these people?
Well, first I want to tell you one of the bad parts of the position. It's no, you don't get a salary and you don't get a pension. So, you know, it's really a bad political appointment. Honestly, it is a bad political appointment. In the state of Illinois, there's only one county that has a full-time public administrator and public guardian department, and that, of course, is Cook County. The rest of the counties, as we all know, we're all downstate, but of course, if you're really downstate, we're Chicago. But anyhow, there is no salary that goes with this, and so the state has divided, so we're, this, I'm actually sort of a quasi-public official appointed by the governor. So it's, you're authorized under state law. So even though it's the Kendall County, I'm not under you. I'm under state law. So, and how this works is we have a system in the state of Illinois outside of Cook County where if a person has absolutely no assets, then they are referred to a state department of guardianship. Unfortunately, it's woofully understaffed and under-budgeted. But so one of the first cases that we got is a disabled for Kendall County. We just got the file for a disabled adult with mental disability. And we basically, since it's an assetless file, we're doing work on it, but we're primarily working to coordinate it with the state of Illinois guardianship department. When the person has $25,000 of assets or more, then there is at least something available to work with, and we only get paid based on judges overseeing, you know, what costs are involved. So when something happens that is what we call an emergency kind of situation, like when you read in the newspaper of a hoarding situation where it's now overflowed into the neighborhood and you find, you know, some sort of calamity going on, the police get called, and now the police will probably also call the public guardian to show up. Whether you wind up getting appointed may come later. But also when it's the public administrator situation, I will share with you that about a week or so ago, I was walking down the hallway of my office. We have six attorneys and a total staff of 20, and one of my staff members was rushing by, and I said, "What's going on?" And she goes, "We've got another unattended death." And for the first time in my life, Eric, I said, "Which county is it?" And she said, "Kane." And I went, "Oh, thank goodness." So really, when there's an unattended death, meaning you find a body that's been there for a period of time, it's very likely that if it's in Kendall County, I will get called to certainly to be aware and perhaps show up until we get things sorted out.
So then your appearance at these will be dictated by the sheriff or the health department or somebody?
And the court, because you're basically working under the court as
okay,
well.
That was my point. So in order to become officially involved, the
it's
court.
The court.
Has to,
it's okay. The court. In fact, so I've already met with the three Kendall County judges, and so as well as with my daughter with the judges. So, all right? That's how it works.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Mr. Worley. That was very elucidating. All right, County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet. The election is finally over, so we are sending everything over to the annex building for the summertime. And we are working on tax extensions to hopefully get that to Jill's office very soon so she can mail out tax bills.
Any questions? Treasurer Jill Perko.
Good morning. You have my revenue sheet in your packet as well. We continue to monitor what we get from the state. It's still kind of hit or miss some days. We're not sure what we're going to get, but we are still getting at least something at this point in time, so we are thankful for that. We are gearing up for tax season. We haven't really set dates yet, but we're probably looking somewhere that second week of June, around the 7th, 8th, 9th, for the first installment. So I'm just getting all of that prepared at this time. So are there any questions?
Any questions for Jill, Mr. Purcell, of course.
The revenues to this point, well, through March, are, I would say, a little dicey. And I see the sales tax, the increase has slowed down to under 1%. Have you received April numbers yet?
I did look at them briefly. The public safety was down a little bit for April. But we also received the accelerated payment as well, so that will...
So perhaps numbers will look a little more promising?
I'm not so sure about that, okay. But like I said, we're hanging in there. like I said, I'm not concerned at this point.
Okay, but we're definitely not seeing the 7% and 8% growth in sales tax that we saw last year.
Not at this point, no.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions for Mrs. Furco? Clerk of the Court, Robin Engelmann. State's Attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Reminder, the Sky Run is next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the 30th. I know all of you are just waiting to sign up at the very end. Mr. Davidson. Right?
Don't pay money to see that.
Tell me, grab her now.
So I'm...
tough to find a driver for that race.
Right. You can bring your pets, you know, if you choose to. That's it is a pet-friendly course. Second reminder is the Respect for Law Banquet is May 6th. I've already been told we have multiple nominations this year. They are looking to try to shake things up a little bit with the Respect for Law Banquet. First of all, it will be held at Whitetail this year, so a different venue. They're trying to do a little bit different setup to encourage more attendance and get the word out. They've changed their awards a little bit too, so it should be a very interesting and exciting night for those that are nominated and for those in law enforcement. So, other than that, I have nothing else. Does anyone have any questions?
Any questions? Thank you. Coroner. Health Department, Dr. Amal. Supervisor of Assessment. Andy Nicoletti.
Good morning. Nothing specific today. Our aerial light has occurred. I believe they flew that last week. So we should be getting those toward the end of the year. They have to do their work, and as far as you know, their checking and that. And so we'll probably have those, I would imagine, September, October. I'll verify with Don. Otherwise, seniors are keeping us busy, and we're anticipating tax bills. So, any questions?
Mr. Purcell.
Regarding the flyover.
Yes.
Do we pay them a portion to do the flyover, a portion when we get delivered in front of us? Or do we pay all up front, or all?
I believe it is an installment type deal.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Thanks, Andy. All right. Okay, standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning, Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a motion to approve a proclamation for Building Safety Month, being May of 2016.
Second.
This is something that, I don't know if we've done it as a board every year, but it was something that Brian, I don't know if Brian's here, but it was something that he definitely wanted us to make sure that we recognize this year.
Any questions? This guy. Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Highway Department, Mr.
Kokol. Busy as usual. We have quite a few things on here today, but some of them you've heard about, so we'll move forward. Approve a resolution to approve low bidders on 12 county and township motor fuel tax projects having a total value of $2,655,443.60, and that is my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Gilmore.
Dan, are there projects in all the townships or just some of the townships? You know?
All the townships had at least one project, I think. There's quite a few. We went over them in the highway department last week.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Shaw.
I'm sorry. Mr. Davidson.
How come these aren't broken out in the amounts of what's awarded to each project?
Well, we talked about that at our highway meeting, Mr. Davison, and it was agreed to put it all together, but they are in your packet.
It's in the resolution as well.
Well, shouldn't that motion be to the amount of money that we're awarding each project?
We were trying to, that's how we've done it in the past, we put them all together.
You're asking me?
I don't think we have in the past, but we might have, but I don't believe so.
Well, why don't you read them?
Are you saying it's Mr. Davison?
No, I'm talking to the chairman of the highway.
It's Mr. Davison, would you like to read them?
I'm suggesting.
Well, are you gonna make each mo, I mean, in the past, we've had to take each one individually.
No, we haven't.
Okay, then, make your motion the way it is, whatever you wanna do.
We have a motion and a second on the floor, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Worley.
I'm sorry, Mr. Worley, would you like to read them?
No, I, exactly, but I do, we have had these together, they are listed out in here. Of note, I believe, and Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, only three of these are highway projects for the county, the rest are all pass-through money through the districts, the different districts within the county, the different road districts, so these are just, a lot of this is just pass-through. I believe 9 out of 12 of them are.
Yes.
If I may, Chairman?
Yes.
The townships are required to request this money from the county, is that right? Motor fuel tax goes through the county and gets distributed to the different districts, so it's just a route that it takes through.
I think there's one township that bids their own, if I remember correctly. And that's Oswego, who nominally has more money. At least when I moved into the county, they had more money than the whole county did. So they have their own. So it is, it's passed through. Do you, that, Paul, I'm sorry, Mr. Purcell.
May I ask you a question of Andy, please?
Andy, would you please come up? Andy Myers, the able and assistant state attorney.
Fran told me not to speak.
Former deputy sheriff, I might remind you in case you want to pick a fight with him.
Oh, good start, John.
The $1,142,122.85 project for Plainfield Road, that's a county road. What are we doing there?
It's a grind and resurface.
And, you know, approximately how many miles?
Yeah, it's about 5.5.
Oh, is it pretty much all length?
Well, down to Ridge without light.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
The whole thing, starting at, by, kind of by Templeton, just a little bit north of Templeton, regarding
Okay.
Where the state project ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
And then the project on Grove Road for $103,796, another county project. What is that?
That's just a tar and chip section, Band-Aid to hold together till totally, we're gonna do a total reconstruction there by the next 5 years.
Okay, and then finally, for Elderman Road, there's $56,792.10, another county project together in townships.
Yes, that is the older part of concrete from about 34 yards is, we're redoing the striping and the raised reflective pavement markers in there and some, and that's for that contract, is for the striping raised.
Okay. Well, those are only county projects as well. So, thank
and
you.
And to answer your question earlier, not the only ones we approve are the ones that use motor fuel tax. There are other townships that had bids in here that you didn't see because the township is the awarding authority.
Okay.
Because it's not motor fuel tax. It's their
that's
own money. Oswego, that's what John was trying to do 7 years ago when he was doing that.
Seven.
Just give me your check.
Anything else?
77 years ago. Thank you.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor. Right? In
yep.
Second, mm-hmm. Just do a roll call so various parties can speak out.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Commendable.
May I go on?
Yes, you may.
Approve a resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire certain parcels of land for roadway purposes along Alabama Road from River Road to US Route 34.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, please.
Mr. Purcell?
Could someone shed a little light on this? It's pretty vague.
This is for the widening and the right-of-ways of Route 34. Most of the parcels are all in line. There's this is just an option for a couple of them that maybe are not in line, and I can let Mr. Weiss talk about that a little bit, maybe.
The brief discussion I had with Fran when he asked to prepare this, they are not asking at this point for the state attorney's office to do anything other than to prepare the resolution for the approval. They believe that they can still work these out, but they are on a time deadline with the letting of when they need to let these projects out. So they want Fran's request, at least the conversation that I had with him, was to have this in place, that in the event that they cannot come to a resolution with these, and they believe that they will, that's what our land purchase expert, who's been doing this for many, many years for the county and for other counties and entities throughout the state, believes that that will happen. But in the event that they can't, we would have the authority to move forward with that at that point. So that was a request from Fran. We are not planning on filing anything unless directed by this board to do so at a later point.
Mr. Purcell?
So what is the time crunch that we have to do this now? Is there an emergency project that we're working on?
I can defer to Andy. I know it's the time frame
to
get that done right.
You're just doing what
Thank you.
You want?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we received federal money, $2 million for that section, and that's the time crunch. We have to spend it in, I believe it's 2017, we have to be under contract. And to be under contract, that means we have to have all the right of clear. Otherwise, we lose that $2 million.
That's the deadline, the federal money is within the contract by 2017.
I think that was that grant through CMAP or whatever. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And so that's what sped this whole thing up.
Okay. So, but then to follow up with Eric.
Well, we're just trying to get all our ducks in the order.
No, I understand this, but this doesn't actually take action until we bring it back. Is that what I'm understanding?
It authorizes you to do so. It puts people on notice that eminent domain has been authorized by the board to do so. Fran does not want to file anything at this time, nor is he asking the board for approval to file it at this time, only that it's on file if we need to. We have basically taken step one to let those people that are on Alabama Road know that the county, if need be, will have the authority to execute those requirements to execute a eminent domain action against them if they cannot come to some agreement. They believe that they will, but again, as Andy said, if the time frame comes and gets closer, we may have to do that, because we don't have the same authority that IDOT has. We can't take the property and discuss the compensation at a later point. And obviously, there's still cases going on with Route 47, and Route 47 is basically done based on the value. We don't have that authority. We have to actually settle the case in full to keep the property whatever we want, whether it's fee simple or our portion of the right of way, whatever we're looking for, and settle the compensation for before we can get that title. So that slows everything down if we can't get that way.
And Fran did say that he would come back to the highway committee before he pushed anything, and we would definitely let the full board know.
Okay. You're familiar with which stretch of road this is, right?
I am.
Good. Mr. Greider.
Thank you.
And I think Dan just clarified what my question was, but Eric, you said step one, this is step one. Step two would be to come back to this board and ask for authority for the taking?
That's how we have done it in the past. I would assume that that's how the board would want to do it going forward. We're not, as the state attorney's office, we're not going to file anything until we get direction from you to do so. So that's how with Cheryl Road and Ridge Road, when we had to, and that's how we would anticipate these going forward.
Mr. Davidson?
It's the same policy we had on Cheryl Road just a year ago. If everybody remembers.
I thought there we talked to some people first.
We had.
We did.
We have bibs.
We are talking to them. We just about got them all closed up. Some of them were, having to work with different banks.
Well, I think the federal timeline weighs a little more heavily in my mind than just let's go ahead and pass this to condemn property.
And John, based on the conversation I have with Fran, I want to speak over Andy. He's not looking to condemn, obviously, at that point. He's more worried about the timeframe with the letting and the federal funding.
And that makes a lot of sense. That really does.
And that was his concern of why it was brought up. We got it late last week and why it had to be kind of pushed forward, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The packet is pretty explicit as far as the property and how much acreage there is and how much acreage has been taken before. I'm sure all of you have read that thoroughly.
Call the question.
Mr. Davidson calls a question. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Abstain.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Okay, to move on. Approve an intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and the Village of Millington, Illinois relating to preliminary engineering and construction inspection services.
Second.
This is where we do some work for them and we get about 3% of the project and we get some money back into the department, and them using the county is obviously a lot more economical than using an engineering firm, so of course they want to do this.
Do I have a motion?
Yes,
I can make the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Yep.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Approve an intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and the Village of Millbrook, Illinois relating to preliminary engineering and construction inspection services, and that's my motion.
Second.
I don't know if they want us to check some bridges or not.
This is basically the same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Discussion? Anybody have a problem with this?
Do they want us to wait till we have a new board?
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Next one is approve an intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and the Village of Manuka, Illinois relating to preliminary engineering and construction inspection services.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes. Okay, hopefully we can get this one off our plate. Approve intergovernmental agreement with Kendall County Forest Preserve District awarding $6,000 in KCTAP funds for the construction of the shared use path along US Route 34. As Mr. Worley has talked about on numerous occasions, it came originally at $6,000, then it came back at $12,000, so the Forest Preserve reapplied to us. And so now we're at $6,000 in their grant instead of 12. I know it's been in front of you guys about six times in the last 3 months, but hopefully this will be gone and we can give them their money and move on.
Did you make the motion?
Yes, I did.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Number seven, approve an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Yorkville awarding $35,000 in KCTAP funds for the construction of shared use path and sidewalks along Illinois Route 47.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Only have one other thing, Mr. Chairman, and it's an announcement. There was a developer just north of the highway garage that we did an agreement with, and we ended up taking down a shed and gave them a right-of-way that is going to be a strip mall here in the near future. They, about a year ago, had called me, and part of the deal was is they were supposed to give the county $60,000 after that was developed. Well, then the economy crashed, and they ended up not building the whatever they were going to build there, and there were some bankruptcies amongst some developers and things, so it went back to the bank. A year ago, the bank had called me and offered us $30,000 to get out of that, and I said, well, no, because the original contract was $60,000, and we did end up getting the $60,000 from that bank, so we got that money in. So sometimes it pays to wait a little bit, and it did, and we got the $60,000 in, so that is can be closed off on the books from that financial institution. So that's $30,000 extra that you can spend somewhere else next year.
We'll have a hurrah.
Well, you got 60, so you could have a big hurrah.
A big hurrah? All right, facilities.
I'd like to make them. Thank you, Mr. Shaw. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing energy savings analysis of the county facilities by Liparno Energy. This is, I need a second, I guess.
Second.
We talked about this in finance. And
discussion?
Me the whole.
Hangover discussion?
Just that this is analysis to see if there's a savings somewhere. It won't cost us any money. We can get out of it at any time we would like to, with no cost to the county whatsoever. But we would get some ideas if our lighting that we spent big money for is paying us off. And, you know, there's some good things to this. I'd be just curious to see if, how we've done in the past, plus chance of saving us some money down the road.
Mrs. Gilmore and Liz and
Mr. Davidson, did they say when they were going to begin this and when, how long it would take?
I do not have a definite date at all when they're going to start, but I assume it's fairly quick. You know, they're going to notify staff of what they need and work with the staff to our convenience of getting information and getting into the building, so.
Okay.
Is there any cost involved in doing the analysis?
Well, everybody heard the same thing. We asked that question I don't know how many times, and the answer was no, there's no original cost. Okay. If we have them do anything or if we go out to bid, the payment of whatever happens is supposedly being taken out of the cost savings of energy. So whether it's gas, electric, heat, I have no idea till they come back with some type of performance.
Mr. Vogel, and then Mr. Greider.
Kind of two questions. Mr. Davison, will the, I know we don't do a lot of maintenance. They do it themselves down there quite a bit, but will the highway garage be included in that study and analysis?
I believe so. That question did not arise, but I would assume if we want to, we could probably put it in. It would probably be part of it, yes.
And then I know the analysis, they said more than once that there's no cost to it, but if they find $2 million worth of upgrades, will save us X number of dollars. And their example was another municipality where they spent a little over $2 million and it was 300 and some thousand worth of savings over so many years. How do you finance the $2 million right off the bat? Is that something that comes out of our budget or?
No, it's not supposed to come out of our budget. Well, that's a good question. They say no, but yes, it probably will. But we don't even have to get to that point. I mean, we can drop this anytime we want at no cost to us. This is the, you know, I understand what you're asking. I have the same questions, and everybody here's heard most of the answers. Somebody's got up front the cost, and then we pay ourselves back is what I think it works out. Okay?
But who pays for we have to pay it, correct?
We don't have to pay anything if we don't want to.
Did you understand, Mr. Finance Man?
I'm just listening.
The way I understand it, we don't have to do anything whatsoever. So if we want to take a project on, then we'll worry about, I guess we'll worry about the finances at that time.
So they'll come in and do $2 million worth of work and we don't have to pay for it?
No.
Well, that's they're going to come with a recommendation to us. That's all it is.
Mr. Greider?
Well, I had a different comment, but I'll speak to the Dan's question too. But let me start with Judy's question.
Sort of the time.
I think what she's getting at was the timing, you know, and what the timing will be on it. And what they had said was they'll work with our staff, and it kind of depends on how quickly their questions are answered. That takes anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, just depending on you know, staff. And we know that our facilities director is pretty much on top of everything, so we figured that he would have everything they needed kind of neatly already to hand off. So I don't know if Jim's here, but you know, I know how detailed you are, so I didn't figure it would take very long for them to get through that. But that is what he said, was 6 weeks to 6 months, you know, some time. The other item that they talked about, and we all asked it, I even said to them, it sounds too good to be true, so where's the, you know, the catch in all this? And they said that it's kind of their cost of doing business is that they do this analysis initially. Anything that comes up, any suggested changes or, you know, recommendations they have, it'll have to be competitively bid. And, you know, there's no guarantee that they'll even be the contractor on it. As to where it comes from, that would be up to the board to decide, you know, if it's something that we want to budget for, if it's bonds down the road, they suggested bonds. I wouldn't be in favor of that, but. You know, there are different ways to.
So we do pay for it.
Well, no, we don't. For this, we don't.
For the actual work, though, we pay for. Well, yeah. Did they suggest?
They suggested that we pay for. There's also a number of grants that they suggested could be available, but we know how that goes.
But the beginning, we don't pay for. But eventually, if we did work, we do pay for that.
This is Mr. Vogel again.
Not if it's good.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that nothing would be.
And Mrs. Kula. And I think we should all talk at once because
they've came to talk to us quite a few times, and they've brought 3 to 5 professionals to talk to us 3 or 4 times. So I assume they're going to find some work to improve our facilities, especially in the old courthouse.
I see smiley faces, so I
see it as well.
Smiley face.
Oh, zip it.
No pun intended.
Roll call.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Good. Fine. All right. Now, leaping on down to finance. Who would that be? Mr. Purcell.
Thank you, sir.
Have you?
I have a couple items. First is the claims. We approve the claims. The amount of $876,700.78 and grand juror claims the amount of $2,050.
Second.
Not to exceed.
That's actually what the amount is, but thank you.
Oh, all right, very good. We have a second discussion, questions, Hillary? Roll call.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worth?
Yes. Thank you. The next item regards the credit limit for the credit card used by administrative services. There was some discussion that at times the credit card were pushing the limit or going over the limit of $1,500, which it currently is. There's different conferences or different things on there that are used to pay for board members going places. And there was discussion, should we have two credit cards or just increase the limit to one? And the committee's recommendation is we request the credit card limit increase from $1,500 to $3,000 for the existing card. I would make that motion.
Second.
Second discussion, question? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
I have nothing else to report, sir. I would field any questions.
Labor and grievance, Ms. Flowers.
We did not have a meeting. We were briefed as a county board at the committee of the whole meeting.
Committee of the Whole, Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Chairman. We had a lengthy discussion on the Leopardo Energy resolution that we just talked about. We also had a lengthy executive session, and I think those were the major highlights. Thank you.
Any question, Mr. Greider?
Yes.
I assume all of you were there.
Maybe we were.
All right.
Check the stay out of jail tag.
Standing committee minutes approved.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Special committee report, Public Building Commission.
The PBC did not meet. Jeff Wilkins has given me a hand getting all the documentation to close it out, so we're working on it. We'll get there.
Before you're done?
Before I'm done.
Mr. Sean. Will it be completed by November 1?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
VAC
met Wednesday, April 6th at 6:30. I don't know if any of the VAC guys got a hold of you, Bob, but I think there's a concern with the VAC group also about that front windows and the protection in that front gate at the health department building. So we need to have a little further discussion about that. Other than that, the group is very supportive of the vets of Kendall. I know that the Salute to Veterans Steak Fry's coming up. June 24th. Okay, so put that on your calendars, and the group's doing well right now.
Any questions for Mr. Worley? Historic Preservation
will meet tomorrow night, and we will hopefully have a new member if we get through the appointments.
Very good.
Board of Health.
Board of Health will meet tonight.
Other business. Mr. White.
Just a reminder, the anti-harassment training for those that are the elected officials is May 13th, 11 a.m. to 12:15, Kendall County Courthouse. No need to RSVP, just show on up. Both handouts will be there.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Any of the harassers? Chairman's report. To start with, I have appointed Jeff Worley as the advisor for the Ethics Commission. And his term will be for 2 years. And this has been run by many people, and luckily Mr. Worley agreed to do this. So then Melissa May.
It's a weak moment.
What?
It's a weak moment.
You got that right. Melissa May, an attorney, has agreed to be join the Historic Preservation Commission, which Jeff was just referring to, for a 3-year term expiring April 2019. And again, I'm pointing out that Mr. Woolley's term goes beyond his expiration of his years of service with our county board. So I would like a motion.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion on these two? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
And then on announcements, Heather Hathrays, I believe that's for MAPS Reynolds, correctly, from Boomba Incorporated, has been nominated to replace Steve Anderson on the Workforce Development Board with an expiration of 9/30/2017. David Earl Thompson, who used to sit on this board again, to the Newark Sanitary District for a 2-year term, expiring 2018. David Thompson, again, the same gentleman, to the Newark Fire Protection District, a 3-year term, expiring 2019. Cam Gegenheimer, a reappointment to the Tax Board of Review, a 2-year term expiring May 28th. Daryl Garr, a reappointment to the Tax Board of Review, a 2-year term expiring May 2018. Matthew Tahaska, a familiar name, Kendall County Housing Authority, a 5-year term expiring April 2021. Peg DeVall, 708 Mental Health Board, a 2-year term expiring May 2018. Richard Shorty Dixon, Bristol Kendall Fire Protection District, 3-year term expires April 2019. And Don Brummel, Little Rock Fire and Ambulance District, 3-year term expired 2019. And with that, citizens to be heard, and then we'll do questions from the press, and then we're going into executives. Well, no, we're going to have, after questions from the press, we're going to have a 3 minutes and 40 second break, and then we'll go into executive session. Questions from the press?
No.
Wonderful. All right, again, 3 minutes, 40 seconds to be back here. We are now back in session. And I'll accept the motion.
So moved to go to the executive session.
Do I have an echo?
What kind of purposes?
So the purposes have been requested are, one, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body. Two, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. 11, litigation when action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court. And 21, discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under this act. whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by section 2.06.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
For session, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign?
Same sign, right here.
Hey, back, come on back.
I'm going to give you the same sign.